Hi there, thank you for watching. You're not watching, you're listening to this podcast. Today we're going to be talking about one of my workshops and just revisiting digital strategy a little bit and what it means and why. And yeah, just kind of a bit of a quick few quizzes and questions on how I might want to change that workshop. So if you want to go on a digital strategy workshop, if that's a weakness or a gap of yours, if you're thinking about developing a digital strategy, and maybe you're a social enterprise that attends or has attended a workshop, then this is definitely the right place for you. And let's get straight into it. Right, so please do consider liking, subscribing, tweet me at Teen Toast, share, comment, and all of that stuff. It really does mean a lot to me. Banging near the mic there. So thank you for those of you that do stay in contact and keep in touch and drop me little messages and ask questions. I really appreciate that community. And yeah, I just think that maybe we could go back and have a look at digital strategy a little bit, because there was a workshop that I delivered and it's always been quite well received, I suppose. I think for me, it's more a case of trying to piece apart rather than just kind of go, yep, that's it, I'm good, I'm done. I kind of like to have a little revisit. And recently I did revisit this and I sort of felt that maybe it's an area where I could just have another look at the digital strategy stuff. And yeah, I thought, do you know what? It seems wise for me to see if there's any changes. So looking at the digital strategy workshop, what's really unique about it is that I really do sort of go out and sort of create a separate kind of a unique thing, because there isn't really a strategy out there. And I think one of the things that I guess you lot can help me with is that the strategy is unique and doesn't really exist out there. And the digital strategy kind of enables people to understand if they're setting up and starting, how that might look. And I feel like now's the time to maybe consider strategy more than what business leaders think of strategy. And I'm starting to think maybe I could develop more detail in the tools and implementing side of things. So this would mean that I maybe touch on some of the tools and the usage a little bit more. And I already do this when it comes to audience. So the audience segment really does help visualize for people this beautiful little Venn diagram where the audience needs and the place of where they are questions, but just understanding how they kind of form together and overlay each other, and just seeing that slide and having that discussion kind of allows people to pose that question to themselves and then see if they can find the overlap. Almost the kind of geek in me definitely does feel like, do you know what, we need to think of another example, a fresher example, or just be a little bit more like, yeah, this is what we need. But given the time in the workshop, I can't really cover any more than what I do, which is hence why I give certain tools and tricks out. So those things would really, really kind of go hand in hand. So it'd be nice to come up with a generic kind of idea like I've done in the audience, but then maybe for something that actually works for the platforms, tools, and implement. So when I'm implementing, I think there is this slide that is quite detailed actually, and what it does is it, and I remember talking about it, but there isn't a slide that details it, but the slide itself talks about different digital departments, but reflects on how that might impact any particular business, even if it's a single person or small team type business. Any size business will use this digital departments and responsibilities kind of overlapping Venn diagram. And it clearly kind of shows that the biggest item is your website. And there's only one slide because I talk about it, but it might be worth us, worth me finding another slide that I did, which actually is quite helpful. So I might stick that back in. And it does like the fancy transitions thing, but it just transitions the arrows on. So you get an idea of a user journey. And I think actually that might be something that's missing. So that's something that I'm going to mentally note and maybe come back to when I deliver this. And just as a heads up, I am going to be delivering more workshops, and the hope is that I can secure them soon and get them outlined, and then we can do them in February. So yeah, the hope is that we can do them in February, and then that way people have got chances to aggregate their kind of information and data and get used to January, and then in February there'll be the help, as it were. And I think that some other things that, I mean, looking at actually just, I need to maybe go through the digital assets and how I've categorized those. So in terms of digital assets, rather than just say, okay, you need these tools, I kind of divide these all up. So we talk about social media as a digital asset, but that's one aspect. And within that, people often forget things like Alexa, Reddit, Snapchat, and Pinterest or WhatsApp, and these are different things. And podcast is actually in there. But then because of that, I created another slide that says digital assets that are video based. And I think that in terms of digital strategy, having this understanding of different types of media and how that works for you in terms of curating content through your content plan, I think that does complement the target audiences that you might have or audience that you might have. And the reason for that is because once you know your audience, they will receive information in different ways. Now, that those might be generically and typically the way that we might see things. So Pinterest is apparently more female dominant. And you might go, okay, we're going to use that because our demographic is women only. And that's great. But then you can only really do that great sort of work of targeting the audience if you know the audience and you know that bit of information about Pinterest. But I think the real hard stuff that I'd like to cover that I can't really in the digital strategy workshop is how you then go against the grain and go, but we're only doing Twitter, we're only going to do Facebook, and why you do that and how you do that. And I think that if you're a small business or a single person business, it's very different to larger companies and organizations, because what I tend to see there is that in order to do and deliver on social, that there are other departments or line managers that might review that process. So when these others come to review the process, what happens is they essentially have their two pence to, and they can say, look, we don't think this is working, or this is working, or they'll say, you need to use Facebook, or you can't just go off and use Facebook, you need to ask us for permission. And I think this is common in some organizations, and I've seen it in some local authority kind of circles as well. A few people in different local authorities have sort of mentioned the need for that. And I think that's really interesting, because when you're so much more of a smaller entity, what tends to happen is we blur the boundaries and we don't have hard kind of, I'm going to have a meeting on this day between this time. And we tend to scrap that and be flexible and do whatever. And I think it's really important for us to not necessarily do that, but for us to know that we could be agile, but we have to have that meeting with myself, if it's just yourself, and you have to have it, and just to kind of go, what needs to be raised? How's everyone doing? Let's have 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, and then it's the end. But if it's really important, then it gives you a chance to kind of go, I need to do this, I need to do this, and I think that's really valuable. I mean, just to put myself out there actually a little bit, I do some of that kind of work where I dedicate a certain time, but for me, the reason why I like these podcasts is because that's actually my space for then realizing things. So I've just identified, oh, this particular workshop I could do with maybe adding this slide. So now I know, now I've identified like this bit of work, so I can go off and do that. And I think it's really, really key and important to allow ourselves that bit of time to do some of that kind of work. And I think for me, just touching base with you and digital strategy, looking at glossing over the slides, was really, really important, because I know that as much as I deliver on that particular session, there's the topic itself needs to be done case by case. So what I've created people might want more information in a particular segment, but I can only offer a limited amount of time, which means I have to go around the flywheel. And in doing that, I do feel like there's a potential gap where people don't quite get that actually part of the digital strategy is just general work ethic strategy, where you have to meet up, you have to be answerable, you have to create a report. And I think that's really, really important, because then people know, okay, I've got to do this and this. And I think that's just really, really important, basically. Yeah, I think I've said that a few times now. One of the things that I do feel about the flywheel that I've generated is that there are other areas and components that affect digital strategy. And a couple of them are one thing that I called waves, and another thing that we called VID, or the value of investing in digital. And when I discuss these particular slides, I know that they're met with, and I deliver them with, I just love those slides because it makes so much sense, and it's a bit of theory and practice from the world of digital transformation. And I think the problem is digital strategy, sometimes when people look at digital transformation, and people don't need that. What they need is a strategy, and I sort of provide that, but I provide these digital transformation elements as something to keep an eye on. Like, if you want to know why you're doing something, or if you want to know what might be coming around the corner, then you need to be planning ahead for it, and this is how you might do that. And these other things that often hit us and get us out of the blue, as 2020 did, I think that it's wise to have these other issues that I mentioned in the workshop there. I think the question for me is, looking at that, if there's a way of me adding something that's to do with internal, external factors. But essentially, that's where digital strategy has always been really tricky for me, because it's not what the internet says, as in digital strategy isn't, look, here's a checklist, you can go and do this. It's different for everybody. So it's not a checklist. It's a way for people to kind of go, okay, I need a strategy. So what I need is like a route map, which is what a strategy is. It's a plan that's bullet pointed with a route map. And I feel like I want to do better, and I want to keep devolving this workshop so that it is sound. Because if I don't ask, is it good or not, then it'll just be rubbish. And I think it's healthy to be objective about what we deliver. These extra bits could be actually put into, there is a section in the flywheel that I talk about, and internally we, in any organization, we talk about leadership styles and communication. within an internal mechanism. And actually, some of those might be places where you would identify some of these value on investing and trends like waves. So yeah, there might be some room to grow this, but I think, again, coming back to what strategy means we have a little think and a play with this framework almost, and we add these milestones of where we want to be and then the detail of how we get there and stuff. And I think that's really valuable. I think that's an area that I'm not sort of haven't done as much, because when I tend to create plans or timelines, I tend to use productivity tools. So I edge towards Kanban, Miro. So Miro and Trello are the top two. Whereas I know a lot of organizations, in particular, I dare point the finger at Microsoft because of Excel, but those kind of leaders in the top tier of leadership tend to come from a background of action planning where they've seen Excel spreadsheets more. So you tend to get that Gantt chart behavior and the timeline behavior from Excel spreadsheets, really. And it's not to say that's a bad way of doing things. I just think everyone's different. So often if you're working in an organization, it might be smart to, I would say use Trello, but I would say that because if you pay for it, you can get the Kanban board and you can get a tabular function. If you have Microsoft, then you could use Planner. Planner does the Kanban board, but it also allows you to export as an Excel, but the Excel is really ugly. And I did that the other day and I was like, no, this doesn't feel right. But there are, again, ways to do that. But digital strategy is about thinking where you want to be and how you'll get there. So digitally speaking, what your goals are, and they need to be in parallel with your business goals. So it's really kind of, it's kind of up to everyone individually to figure out, okay, this is where they want to be. And that's why it's quite a challenge. And that's why you probably, that's why I have kittens over these workshops, because I just want the best. And I just want to go over some stuff that was said right at the end of 2021. Was some people really did shock me when they said, no, thank you, your workshops are amazing. Everything you said was just on point and it just made sense to me. Or some people said, I never thought of that, but now I have, I'm going to go do it. Some people said that they've tried and tested these things and actually it's massively changed and worked for them. I know that a couple of people, I don't know when the first person said it, I was shocked, but a couple of people have said, yeah, I was going to do A, B, and C, and then I just listened to you and I went, let's put all of that in the bin and let's go back again. Because it's just really hard to do something by yourself, and strategy is difficult, particularly if you're a smaller company, because you don't have many people to bounce ideas off or to see other points of view. And every time someone else talks, it kind of takes longer and it just slows things down, but it adds so much more richness. So I think often people do struggle by being in smaller teams. Being a single person entity is just really challenging. So I appreciate the challenges that you might be going through in particular. Again, stress, if you're a social enterprise doing amazing work or have the best intentions, it's really, really hard and challenging. I get that. But digital strategy is important and it's worth trying to bullet point and trying to break those down into sub bullet points, trying to break those subs down to even further kind of bullet points, because that will give you an action plan and it will hopefully get you to your goal. And just always think of the digital strategy as not like a tabular function like some people do, but do think of it more like, oh, I've got a cycle. And when you get around the cycle, you can say, look, I've hit my goal, and then, give yourself another goal. So that's everything for me about digital strategy. I thought it might be nice to revisit some of those slides and just take a little dive into some of those areas and thoughts that I have on the workshop. I just want to say thank you for listening. It means a lot to me. As I said previously on another podcast and at the beginning of this one, thank you for listening. Please do like, share, and subscribe. And you can also tweet me at TNTOS with your questions. Thank you to those of you that do. Until next time, thank you a lot. Take care and see you soon.